Doralina Palacio says she still cannot believe Gustavo Petro was elected president of Colombia, and that the new vice president will be a black woman like her. She was displaced from the province of Chocó after two of her brothers were killed. She now lives in Ciudad Bolívar in Bogotá, where she helps children cope with poverty and violence.
I trust in Petro because when he was a mayor, he helped us a lot. The need to transform this country is real. Year after year, the same politicians, and this country is getting worse each day.
Many here celebrated Gustavo Petro's victory late into the night.
Millions of people have been displaced by the conflict in Colombia, and many live in places like this one in dire conditions. People here are telling me that they're desperate for reforms that will improve their lives, but delivering on his promises won't be easy for Gustavo Petro, as he does not have a majority in Congress, and he will have to negotiate to turn his promises into real change.
But not everyone is celebrating. This debate happened just outside Doralina's home. It's an example of the polarization that exists in the country today. I just hope Petro won't start fighting with the rich, this man told her, because they generate jobs for Colombian society. I hope this doesn't become Venezuela, he said. Petro has promised to fight inequality, raise taxes, and renegotiate free trade agreements. He also said he wants Colombia to begin a transition to clean energy as soon as possible.
He clarified during his campaign that this would be a gradual process, and yet I think it remains to be seen in a country that is highly dependent on natural resources for its income, how he plans to go ahead to promote this transition, which I believe is a very good one for Colombia and for the world, in a viable way that doesn't mean putting, you know, excessive stress on the economy, and that actually allows him to advance on his more social agenda.
Petro has said his priority is to start working towards long-lasting peace in the country, even though the Colombian government signed a peace deal with the FARC in 2016. Some parts of the country continue to live in conflict. The left-wing rebel group known as the ELN, composed of around 2,500 fighters, announced they were ready for talks with Petro's government. And that's why people like Doralina are excited about this new beginning for the country. An era, she hopes, where dialogue and not war will prevail. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.